Topic 167. Symbols. 1. To some types of people, this study of symbols is relatively easy. To the majority, it is not easy at all, thereby indicating a lack that must be supplied by the use of those faculties at present dormant. It is always distasteful to arouse the latent faculties and requires an effort and a determination not to be swayed by personality reactions. To many, it is not easily apparent how the penetration into the meaning of a symbol can provide a means whereby the dormant buddhic or intuitional faculty can be brought into functioning activity. It is a delicate art, this art of symbol reading, of spiritual reading, as our ancient master Patanjali calls it. This power to interpret symbols ever precedes true revelation. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 8. 2. Your capacity to read a meaning into a symbol will be dependent also upon the richness of the meaning you ascribe to the events of your daily life and your ability to really meditate. There is no set interpretation of any symbol, and for each human being that symbol, whatever it may be, will convey unique meaning. A lack of interest in symbols presupposes, usually, a lack of interest in the due interpretation of life forms and their meaning. Also, too much academic interest in symbols may presuppose a tortuous and intricate mind, which loves design and line and form and numerical relationships, but which misses entirely the significance of meaning. The balancing in the mind of form and concept, of expression and quality, of sign and meaning, is vital to the growth of the disciple and the aspirant. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 12. 3. We must learn to see symbols all around us, and then to penetrate behind the symbol to the idea which it should express. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 13. 4. Teaching which would be intelligible to an initiate of the third degree would be profitless and unintelligible even to the highly integrated and intelligent disciple, especially as such teaching is given necessarily through the use of most abstract and complicated symbols, requiring careful analysis and interpretation. None of this higher teaching is given through words, either spoken or written. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 345. 5. In this aspect of impression, the subject of symbols must necessarily be involved. All impressions must necessarily be translated and interpreted in symbols, in word forms, or in pictorial representations. These the aspirant cannot avoid, and it is in the word forms, which are, needless to point out, in the nature of symbols, that he is apt to go astray. They are the media through which the registered impression is conveyed to the brain consciousness, i.e. to the physical plane awareness of the disciple, thus making possible his useful comprehension of abstract ideas or of those aspects of the path which it is his duty to understand and teach. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, page 106.